obviously they are a very talented defense. You know, and they're good up front. They do a nice job rushing the passer. They mix our coverages up quite a bit. But it's not just on third down. They do a lot on first and second down. You know, and they'll do some things on third down that maybe some teams don't do quite as much. But obviously every game you go into, if you're trying to stay out of third and 11 or more. The amazing thing is we've actually converted those situations at a phenomenally high rate. At one point this year, we were like 62 or 63%. And I told Coach Fisher jokingly, I said, maybe we ought to get in that situation. That's where we're better. So, but obviously, you want to stay out of those situations. Anytime you can maintain a balance and maintain the threat of the run and slow the pass rush down a little bit, it helps. But those times do happen. When they do, your offensive line, your backs, they have to step up and handle their pass protection. The quarterback has to do his job getting the ball out on time. The receivers have to get open. So it's always something you try to avoid, but when the times come, you have to step up and execute.
Yeah, so also in some of the stuff that I looked at, it looked a lot like they had some trouble responding to play action. In terms of coming up, their linebackers coming up hard, these sorts of things, and the boot action, that sort of thing. How much when you're prepping, especially for bowl stuff, I know that complicates things because tendencies change, these sorts of things in bowl prep. How much is in that sort of thing in this environment? Are you sort of planning around what you've seen from them versus this is what we've done all year and we're just going to do what we do? At this point, as successful as you've been, how do you draw that balance in bowl prep?
Well, Jason, one thing that we do pretty much week to week is we actually change quite a bit from week to week. We carry a pretty good volume of offense, and so kind of changing gears and going from one thing to the other, that's what we've done all year.
Yeah.
You know, very rarely has our game plan sheets and what you're expecting to do on third down or what you're expecting to do in the red zone, things they've changed quite a bit kind of from week to week. The danger of having a month off is sometimes you get too many things on those sheets, but you always prepare for what you've seen. You try not to chase ghosts, even though it's hard when you have a month. You start thinking about, well, they could do this, they could do that, and next thing you know, you're not doing what you do well, and a lot of times you're not preparing for what you actually see.